All In, good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. The final mushers in this year's Quest have made it across the finish line. 27 of 30 mushers who started the race made it to the end, one of the better success rates in Quest history. But that was threatened earlier this week when a storm hit the back of the pack. As KUAC's Lex Trinan reports, snowy, windy conditions over Eagle Summit nearly broke a group of mushers.
After hours of hard labor, the raging 50-mile-per-hour winds were tempting them to give it all up and scratch back at Central. Musher Rob Cooks said that at one point near the top, he talked to fellow musher Andy Pace, who was in a caravan that included two other mushers.
Andy and I talked about it, and we were either going to go over the top or we were going to turn around and scratch, and neither of us wanted to turn around and scratch.
The winds had reduced visibility to basically nil. Mushers could hardly see their lead dogs in front of them, and the only way to move forward without getting lost was trail marker by trail marker.
And as soon as we found another marker, I'd walk back down, I'd get their lead line, I'd tug on their lead line and call them to get off, and they'd just stand up and they'd just haul to the next marker.
Cook became the de facto leader of the caravan, which also included Kurt Pirano and rookie Jason Biasetti, who had already once turned around to go back to Central before meeting the others and deciding to push on. Marker by marker, the four teams moved forward, with Cook constantly walking back and forth to check on the other mushers. But then suddenly, he couldn't find the next one.
We talked about it and said that things weren't looking good. And we knew that we couldn't stay there forever because of the dogs, and so we agreed that we would stay five more minutes.
As he stood staring into the raging whiteness, looking for any glimpse of color that would indicate a path forward, he realized that turning back might be just as crazy as going forward. With tailwinds raging and steep slopes, slowing the teams would be next to impossible.
It must have been like 1 or 2 minutes, and then Seth just appeared out of the haze.
Seth Adams was a Quest photographer out capturing the action. When Cook and the others saw him, they knew that they were at the top and could push on over to the safety of the mile 101 checkpoint. Kurt Pirano, who was part of the musher train, said that getting down wasn't easy either.
We had to lead the dogs down the other side because we just couldn't see markers. It was blowing in so bad.
Running with just seven dogs at the time, Pirano may have had the most difficult time of the four mushers, but he still managed to find some humor in it.
I tend to attract the storms in these races, so I think my wife was probably laughing that here I get hit again.
The fact that so few mushers have scratched this year despite the epic blizzard on Eagle Summit has a few explanations. Here's Pirano summing it up.
To be honest, besides the whole Eagle Summit deal, it was probably one of the most straightforward 1,000 miles I've done because the weather and trail was just so kind to us and the trail was in such good shape.
While the race was shortened even before the start due to low snow, which can be dangerous for dogs and mushers since they can't set their ice hooks, a last-minute snowfall added enough fresh powder to cover up the worst spots. Another mitigating factor was that the ice on the Yukon froze relatively smoothly, reducing wear and tear on the dogs as well as the chance of sleds breaking. The shortening of the race, 70 miles near the start and another 15 at the finish, reduced the time available for things to go wrong. And finally, dog care seems to be improving each year, so fewer dogs are dropped. But musher Andy Pace has a more compelling psychological explanation.
There's your rational mind as an adult that says there's absolutely no reason that you should be doing this at all because it is nonsense.
That's balanced by another part. One that maybe only mushers have.
The part that's running the Quest, it's like, well, no, I've got to get from A to B. So let's figure out how to do that.
And he says at the top of Eagle Summit, he had a moment of clarity when the logical mind showed through.
And my rational adult mind just was flabbergasted at my choices.
But his Quest brain was stronger and brought him back to Fairbanks safely. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Fairbanks, I'm Lex Trinan.
The last musher to finish this year's Yukon Quest was rookie Hendrick Stacknow. Stacknow drove a team of Park Greenlandic dogs, a tough but slower breed, and he was also delayed by an 8-hour penalty levied by race officials for failing to properly secure a dog in his sled on the way into Eagle. Yukon Quest mushers, officials, volunteers, and fans will celebrate this year's race with a Meet the Mushers event tonight and the annual finish banquet Saturday night in Fairbanks. We'll have a race wrap-up on Monday. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2019 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson, proud sponsors of KUAC.